Vraiment? Really? This is an exclamation of surprise, or disbelief. Ah. Is an interjection expressing surprise, or amazement. Vraiment. Means, truly, or really, and acts as an adverb modifying the interjection. Is a question mark indicating that the sentence is a question. Elle pleurait. She was crying. The sentence is in the imparfait tense, which is used to describe ongoing or habitual actions in the past. The verb pleurer means to cry. The subject pronoun elle means she. Elle pleura. She cried. The sentence is in the past tense, and is a simple sentence with only a subject and a verb. Elle is the subject pronoun, meaning, she. Pleura is the verb in the past tense, meaning, cried. Elle a essayé. She tried. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the feminine singular form of the verb, essayer. Essayer. Which means, to try. The past tense of essayer is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir. Avoir. And the past participle, essayer. Essayer. In this case, the sentence is simple and uses the third person singular feminine pronoun, elle. Elle. Which means, she. The sentence is affirmative, and does not include any other words. Elle marche. She is walking. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Elle is the subject pronoun meaning, she. Marche is the third person singular form of the verb, marcher, meaning, to walk. Elle est chaude. She is hot. The sentence uses the feminine singular form of the verb être, which is est, to describe the subject elle. The adjective show, chaude, is also in the feminine singular form agreeing in gender and number with the subject. Show, chaude, can be a reference to temperature or attractiveness, but in this case, the context is likely to be attractiveness. Ah bon? Really? Or, oh, is that so? This is a common French expression used to express surprise, skepticism, or disbelief. Ah is an interjection that expresses surprise or astonishment. Bon means good in this context, but it's used to express a feeling of surprise or disbelief. The entire expression is similar to the English, really? Or, oh, is that so? It can be used in a variety of situations, both formal and informal. Elle est très attirante. She is very attractive. Elle is the subject pronoun, she, in the third person singular. Est. Is the third person singular form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. Très. Très. Is an adverb meaning, very. Attirante. Attirante. Is an adjective meaning, attractive. CEC. English translation. Sign here. Breakdown. Signe. This is the imperative form of the verb. Signer. To sign. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. Ici. This means here and indicates the location where the signature is required. Signez ici. Please sign here. This sentence is a polite imperative, meaning it is a command, but presented in a way that is respectful to the person being asked. Signe is the imperative form of the verb signe, which means to sign. The imperative form of verbs in French is used to give commands or make requests. Ici is an adverb that means here. Signe ça. Sign this. The sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Signe is the verb to sign in the imperative form for the familiar to you. Ça is the pronoun this or that and refers to the object that needs to be signed. Signe ceci. Please sign this. Breakdown. Signe is the imperative form of the verb signe. To sign. The imperative is used to give a command or make a request. Ceci is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this. The sentence is a direct command, telling someone to sign something specific. The use of ceci instead of cela. That indicates that the object is close to the speaker. Restez-y sans bouger. This means, stay seated without moving. Breakdown. Restez. Rest is the imperative form of the verb, rester, to stay. It means, stay, or remain. In this context, it is used in a command, so the command form of the verb is used. Assis. Assi is the past participle of the verb, s-assoir, to sit down. It acts as an adjective here, modifying the subject, you, implied. It means, seated. Sans. So is a preposition meaning, without. Bouger. Bouger is the infinitive form of the verb, bouger, to move. Restez assis sans bouger. Stay seated without moving. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Restez. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. It is conjugated in the second person plural, you all, which is used when addressing a group of people. Assis. Assi is the past participle of the verb. Assoir. To sit down. Here it acts as an adjective modifying. Vous. You all, but it is understood. Sans bouger. Sans bouger is a prepositional phrase. Sans means without, and bouger means to move. The infinitive bouger is used here to indicate an action. Restez assis. Stay seated. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. It is conjugated in the second person plural, which means it is addressing multiple people. Assis is the past participle of the verb. Asseoir. To sit. It is used here as an adjective, meaning, seated. So, the sentence literally translates as, stay seated, you all. Restez assis. Stay seated. The sentence, restez assis. Restez assis is a command in the formal, or polite form, telling someone to remain seated. Restez. Restez is the formal imperative form of the verb, rester. Restez. To stay, to remain. Assis. Assis is the feminine past participle of the verb, assoir. Assoir. To seat. Here it acts as an adjective, modifying the understood subject, vous.
Vous.
You. The command form in French can be formal or informal. Restez. Restez. Is the formal form, which is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, to someone older than you, or to show respect. The adjective, assise.
Assise.
Agrees in gender with the subject. If the subject was masculine, it would be assis.
Assis. Rest assis.
Stay seated.
The verb rest
is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The imperative mood is used with the second person singular, you, in French.
Assis
is the feminine past participle of the verb
asseoir.
To sit. It acts as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the implied subject, you. The sentence is an informal way to tell someone to stay seated.
Ah, vraiment?
Oh, really? This sentence is an exclamation of surprise.
Ah.
Is an interjection expressing surprise or disbelief.
Vraiment.
Means, really, or, truly, and is an adverb that modifies the interjection. Hi. Hi, is the question mark that indicates this is an exclamation rather than a direct question.
Restez assis.
Stay seated. This sentence is an imperative command, meaning it's telling someone to do something.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. The imperative form is used to give commands. In this case, it is in the plural form, meaning it is directed to multiple people.
Assis
is the feminine plural form of the past participle of the verb.
Assoir.
To sit. It functions as an adjective here, modifying the noun that is implied, which is the people being addressed. The phrase translates to stay seated, because it is telling multiple people to remain in their sitting positions.
Patientez.
Please wait. The verb
patientez
is the imperative form of the verb
patientez.
To wait. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction. The ending indicates that the command is directed at a group of people, you all.
Doucement.
Slowly. This is an interjection, meaning it is a word or phrase that expresses strong emotion or feeling.
Doucement
means slowly in French. It is often used as an imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Calmo.
Calm down. This is an interjection, so it does not have a subject or a verb. It is used to tell someone to relax or be quiet.
Calmo
is a colloquial version of
calme-toi,
which means calm yourself.
Ralenti.
Slow down. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command. The verb is
ralentir,
meaning to slow down.
The S
at the end makes it an imperative. It is the informal singular form of the imperative. You would use this to tell one person to slow down.
Ralentissez.
Slow down. This sentence uses the imperative mood of the verb
ralentir,
which means to slow down. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions. In this case, it is telling someone to slow down. The word
ralentissez
is the second person plural form of the imperative, meaning you all or you guys. So, the full meaning of the sentence is slow down, all of you. Oh, slow down, you guys.
Goose more.
The phrase, "Gaussment," is an interjection meaning, slowly, or easy. Here is the breakdown.
Goose more
is an adverb meaning, slowly, or gently. The exclamation mark at the end of the phrase indicates a command, or an exclamation. In this case, it is used to urge someone to slow down, or be careful.
Calmo.
Calm down.
Calmo
is an informal imperative form of the verb.
Calme,
meaning, to calm. It is used to tell someone to calm down, relax, or take it easy. It's an informal and friendly way of addressing someone.
Vraiment?
Really? This is an interjection, meaning it expresses a feeling or emotion.
Vraiment
means really or truly and is used to express surprise, disbelief, or confirmation. It is often used as a question, like in this example.
Fuyons.
Let's run away. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Fuir.
Meaning, to flee, or, to run away. The imperative form is used to give a command, or make a request. In this case, the imperative form is
Fuyons.
Which is the first person plural form, meaning, let's.
Reste à l'écart.
Stay away. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command, or an instruction.
Reste
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rester.
To stay, and is conjugated for the second person singular, you.
À l'écart
is a prepositional phrase meaning away from or apart.
Elle
is the contracted form of the definite article le before a vowel sound. Le means the.
Écart
is a noun meaning separation or distance. The full meaning of the sentence is stay away, which could also be translated as keep your distance.
Restez à l'écart.
Stay away. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
Which means, to stay. The imperative form is used to give a command, or make a request.
Restez.
Is the second person plural form of the imperative, meaning, stay you all.
À l'écart
is a prepositional phrase that means, away from. It is composed of the preposition
à,
to, at, and the noun
l'écart,
distance, separation. So, the entire sentence means, stay away, from something, or someone.
Reste-y grec.
Stay there. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Rest
is the verb.
Reste.
To stay, conjugated in the second person singular imperative form. This is the form used when addressing one person.
E
is a pronoun meaning, there. It is used after the verb in this case, because the verb is followed by a direct object pronoun.
E
together,
resti
means, stay there.
Restez-y grec.
Stay there. The verb
rester
is the formal plural imperative form of the verb
rester,
which means, to stay. The pronoun
e
is a place pronoun that refers to the place mentioned in a previous statement. This sentence is a formal imperative, which commands or orders someone to do something.
Reste en arrière.
Stay behind. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Rest
is the verb, to stay, in the second person singular imperative form. It means, stay.
Or
is a preposition meaning, in.
Arrière
means, back. The entire phrase is literally, stay in back, which is a command to stay behind.
Restez en arrière.
Stay behind. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez,
which means, to stay, or, to remain. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions. In this case, it is in the plural form, implying that the speaker is talking to more than one person.
En arrière
is a prepositional phrase that means, behind, or, in the back. The exclamation point at the end of the sentence reinforces the imperative nature of the command.
Reste à l'écart.
Stay away. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, meaning it's telling someone to do something.
Reste
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. It's the singular form, meaning it's addressing one person.
À
is a preposition meaning, at, or, to.
L'écart
is a noun phrase meaning, distance, or, away. It's a contraction of, l'écart. The whole sentence means, stay at a distance, or, stay away.
Ne t'approche pas.
Don't get close. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command, or instruction.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning, not.
Te
is a contraction of
to
you and
de
yourself, so literally it means, yourself.
Approche
is the verb, to approach, in the imperative form.
Pas
means, step, or, pace, but in this context, it acts like the word, not, to strengthen the negative. The phrase could be literally translated as, do not approach yourself, but the emphasis is on avoiding the person being addressed.
Restez calme.
Stay calm. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Restez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Restez
meaning, to stay. The s ending indicates that it is a plural imperative.
Calm
is an adjective meaning, calm. In this sentence, it is used as an adverb, modifying the verb, stay.
Merci.
Thank you. The word
merci
is a simple expression of gratitude in French. It translates directly to thank you in English.
Reste calme.
Stay calm. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is giving a command.
Reste
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. In the imperative, the subject pronoun is usually omitted, but we understand that it is
to
you.
Calm
is an adjective meaning calm. It is used as an adverb in this sentence to modify the verb.
Rest. Garde-toi calme.
This means, keep calm. The sentence is a command, using the imperative mood of the verb.
Garder,
which means, to keep.
Tout
is the possessive adjective meaning, your, and
calm
is the noun meaning, calm.
Garde-toi sans froid.
Keep your cool. breakdown. Guard. This is the imperative form of the verb. Guarde. To keep, in the second person singular, meaning, you, informal.
Tu.
This is the possessive adjective, your, informal, agreeing in gender, and number with the noun that follows. Sofua. Sofua. This is a noun meaning, coolness, or, composure. Literally it means, cold blood, and comes from the idea that someone, who is calm, and collected is not reacting emotionally. This is a common French expression. The sentence literally translates to, keep your cold blood, but the implied meaning is to, keep calm.
Rest tranquille.
Stay calm. The sentence.
Rest. Tranquille.
Means, stay calm.
Rest.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Rester.
To stay, commanding someone to stay.
Tranquille.
Is an adjective meaning, calm, or, peaceful. The sentence is a simple imperative construction, directly instructing someone to remain calm.
Be calm.
Calm down. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Be
means, of the, in this context.
Calm
means, calm. The phrase literally means, of calm, but in this context, it's an idiom that translates to, calm down.
Gardez-vous calme.
Keep calm. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command, or request.
Gardez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Gardez,
which means, to keep. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning, you all, or, you, in a formal context.
Vot
is a possessive adjective meaning, your. It modifies the noun.
Calm,
which means, calm.
Calm
is a noun in the singular form. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, keep your calm. The literal translation would be, you all keep your calm, but the English equivalent is, keep calm.
Rest cool.
We stay cool. This is an informal phrase used to say that someone is keeping calm, or relaxed in a difficult, or stressful situation. Breakdown.
O
is the pronoun, we, in the third person plural.
Rest
is the verb, to stay, in the third person plural present tense.
Cool
is an adjective meaning, cool, or, relaxed. This phrase uses the familiar, informal, to, form, even though it is in the third person plural. This is common in casual French.
Rest calme.
We remain calm. The sentence uses the
O
pronoun, which means, we, in this context. This pronoun is used to express an inclusive, we, referring to both the speaker and the listener.
Rest
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Rester,
meaning, to remain, or, to stay.
Calm
is an adjective meaning, calm, or, peaceful. It is used as a complement to the verb.
Rester,
describing the state of being. The sentence uses the simple present tense, indicating an ongoing state, or action. The overall meaning of the sentence is a call to stay calm, and composed, perhaps in a tense, or stressful situation.
Be calm.
Calm down. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Be
is a contraction of
the le,
which means, of the.
Calm
means, calm.
or rest cool.
We stay cool. The sentence, on restez cool, is a simple statement in French that translates directly to, we stay cool, in English. Let's break it down.
Or
is a pronoun that means, we, in this context. It's the informal way of saying, we, in French, and is used with friends, or people you know well.
Rest
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Rester.
Which means, to stay, or, to remain. Here it is conjugated in the present tense.
Cool
is an adjective that means, cool, in both English and French. It describes a state of being calm, relaxed, and composed. In this sentence, the subject pronoun
or
is the subject of the verb
rest.
The adjective
cool
modifies the pronoun
or.
So the sentence means that we remain cool, or in other words, we remain calm and relaxed.
Je te remercie.
I thank you. This is a simple sentence in the present tense of the verb.
Remercier.
To thank. G is the subject pronoun for I, T is the object pronoun for you. Informal, singular, remercie is the present tense conjugation of the verb.
Remercier.
For the pronoun G, note that the verb is irregular. It follows the model of
commencer,
to begin. The entire sentence translates to, I thank you, with the implied subject, I, being understood by the context of the statement.
Restez cool.
Stay cool. This is a very informal imperative phrase, meaning it is a command.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rester.
Which means to stay, or remain.
Cool
is an adjective used here as a noun, and is a slang word, meaning calm, or relaxed.
Rest baisser.
Stay low. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rester.
Meaning, to stay, or, to remain. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to one person.
Rester.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Rester.
Meaning, to lower, or, to bend. In this context, it acts as an adjective modifying the subject.
To.
You, which is implied. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, you stay low, or more directly, stay low.
Restez baisser.
Stay low. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay, and is conjugated for the, vous, you, form, which is a formal, you, in French.
Baisser
is the past participle of the verb.
Baisser.
To lower, and is used here as an adjective meaning, lowered. It describes the state of being in a low position.
Rest baisser.
Stay down. This sentence is an imperative verb in the
to
form, which is the familiar, you, in French.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rester.
Which means, to stay.
Baisser
is the past participle of the verb.
Baisser.
Which means, to lower, or, to bend. In this case, it is acting as an adjective, modifying the pronoun
to.
Therefore, the entire sentence means, stay down.
Restez baisser.
Stay down. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning, Stay down.
Reste.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests.
Reste.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Reste.
To lower, used as an adjective. Note. You would use this phrase to tell someone to stay low, such as during a military exercise or in a dangerous situation.
Reste là.
Stay there. This sentence is a simple imperative command in French, meaning, stay there.
Reste.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay. It's conjugated in the second person plural form, meaning, you all, but it can be used with both singular and plural subjects in informal contexts.
La
is an adverb meaning, there.
RSTC.
Stay here. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, which is used to give orders or instructions.
Rest.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay, conjugated in the second person singular, meaning, you, singular.
Ici.
Means, here. The sentence is very simple and direct. It is commonly used to tell someone to stay in a particular place.
Restez ici.
Stay here.
Reste.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay. The imperative is used to give commands or instructions.
Ici.
Is an adverb meaning, here.
Reste à la maison.
Stay at home. Breakdown.
Reste.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay, which is used to give a command.
Ah.
This is a preposition meaning, at, or, to, indicating location.
La maison.
This is the definite article, the, followed by the noun.
Maison.
House. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is a grammatical mood used to give commands or make requests. Preposition. This is a word that connects a noun or pronoun to another word in the sentence, showing the relationship between them. Definite article. This is a word, like, the, that specifies a particular noun.
Restez prudent.
Translation. Be careful. Breakdown.
Restez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay, conjugated for the, vous, form, you. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions.
Prudent.
This is an adjective meaning, careful, or, cautious. It modifies the subject, vous, you, implied in the imperative form. Key concepts. Imperative form. The imperative is used to give direct orders or commands. Vous, form. In French, the vous form is used to address one or more people formally or informally, depending on the context. Adjective agreement. In French, adjectives generally agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case, prudent is masculine singular to agree with the implied subject, vous.
Merci.
Thank you. This is a simple and common French expression.
Merci
means thank you. It is a polite way to express gratitude.
Restez prudent.
Stay careful. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez,
which means to stay or to remain. In this case, It's conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all or you guys.
Pruna
is an adjective meaning cautious or careful. It modifies the pronoun you implied in the verb.
Reste.
The sentence is a reminder to be careful, and is commonly used to warn people about potential dangers or risks.
Reste prudent.
This means, stay cautious. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb
reste
is the imperative form of the verb
reste.
To stay, conjugated for the second person plural, you all. The adjective
prudent
means cautious, and it modifies the implied subject, you all.
Rest prudent.
Be careful. Reste is the second person singular imperative form of the verb
reste.
To stay. Here it means remain or be. Prudent is an adjective meaning careful or cautious. This is a simple imperative sentence telling someone to be careful.
Rest prudent.
Be careful. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, using the second person singular form of the verb reste.
Reste.
To stay. Reste.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb, which means it is a command. Prudent.
Prudent
is the feminine form of the adjective prudent.
Prudent.
Cautious, careful. This sentence is telling someone, most likely a woman, to be careful.
Rest mass.
Stay thin.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb
reste.
To stay. The imperative is used to give a command or make a request. In this case, it's a command to stay thin.
Mass
means thin. It's an adjective that modifies the pronoun
to
you, which is implied in the sentence. Therefore, the sentence
rest mass
literally means stay thin.
Recule.
English translation: step back, breakdown.
Recule
is the imperative form of the verb
reculer,
which means to step back or to retreat. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction. The exclamation mark indicates urgency or emphasis.
Reculer.
Step back. Breakdown.
Reculer
is the imperative form of the verb
reculer,
meaning to step back. It is the second person plural form, meaning it is addressing a group of people.
Reculer
is being used as an imperative command, giving a direct order to step back.
Arrête.
Stop. This is a simple imperative verb.
Arrête
is the imperative form of the verb
arrête,
which means to stop.
The
a ending marks it as the formal second person plural. So, you would use this phrase when speaking to a group of people in a formal setting.
Arrête ça.
Stop that. This sentence is an imperative verb, which means it is giving a command. Arrête is the imperative form of the verb
arrête.
To stop. Ça is a pronoun meaning that or this. The sentence is literally telling someone to stop that action.
Arrête ça.
Stop that. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Arrête
is the imperative form of the verb.
Arrête.
To stop. Ça is a pronoun that means that in this context. The sentence is short and direct, but it conveys a strong message. It is often used to tell someone to stop doing something that is annoying or inappropriate.
Merci.
Thank you. This is a simple expression of gratitude.
Merci
is the French word for thank you.
Arrête ça.
Stop that. The sentence, arrête ça, is a command or imperative sentence.
Arrête
is the imperative form of the verb.
Arrêtez.
To stop. It is the informal singular form, meaning it is used for addressing one person in a casual way.
Ça
is a pronoun that means that, or it, and is used to refer to something already mentioned or understood. So the phrase means, stop that, and is a direct order to stop doing whatever is being referred to.
Prends soin de toi.
Take good care of yourself. This phrase is a friendly and informal way to say goodbye or see you later. It literally translates to take good care of yourself. Here's a breakdown.
Prends
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. It is conjugated in the second person singular, you.
Bien
means well or good.
Soin
means care.
De
is a preposition meaning of.
Toi
means you, informal. Key concepts. Imperative. The use of the imperative form.
Prends
makes it a command or request. Informal. The use of.
Toi
instead of.
Vous.
Formal makes the sentence informal and friendly.
Prends soin de toi.
Take care of yourself. This sentence uses the
impératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb
prendre
to take is conjugated in the
impératif
for the second person singular.
Tu
you
soin
is a masculine noun meaning care.
De toi
is a prepositional phrase with the preposition de meaning of and the pronoun
toi
referring to you. So the full breakdown is take care of you.
Attention.
This means pay attention or listen up. The word
attention
is an interjection, which is a word that expresses strong emotion or a sudden feeling. It's like saying, hey, or whoa, in English. The exclamation mark indicates that this is a strong command or warning.
Faites attention.
Be careful. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
vous
form, meaning you. Plural or formal singular.
Fait
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do. In this case, it means do or make.
Attention
is a noun meaning attention or care. The sentence is a warning or a call to be cautious.
Prenez soin de vous.
Take care of yourself. This phrase is a common expression of goodwill and concern in French. Let's break it down.
Prenez
is the imperative form of the verb
prendre
to take. Here, it is used in the second person plural, meaning you all or you
informal.
Soin is a noun meaning care.
De
is a preposition meaning of.
Vous
is the pronoun meaning you, plural or formal singular. The phrase literally translates to take care of you. It's a polite and considerate way of saying goodbye or expressing concern for someone's well-being.
Prends soin de toi.
Take care of yourself. This is an imperative sentence meaning that it is a command or request.
Prends
is the second person singular form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take, conjugated in the present tense. In this context, it is used in an informal way to address a friend or someone you know well.
Soin
is a noun meaning care.
De
is a preposition meaning of.
Toi
is a personal pronoun meaning you in an informal context. So the sentence can be broken down as take the care of yourself.
Soyez prudent.
Be careful. This sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be conjugated in the formal second person plural. This form is used to address multiple people in a formal way, like students in a classroom.
Prudent
is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Prudent.
Careful, modifying the implied subject, you, in the sentence.
Faites attention.
Be careful. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Faites
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Faire,
meaning to do or to make. In this context, it is used as a command to do something, namely, be careful.
Attention
means attention or care. The full sentence literally translates to do attention.
Essay.
Try it. The verb
essayer
means to try and is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The imperative mood is used for the second person singular, meaning you. So,
essay
is literally try you.
Fais attention.
Be careful. This sentence is a simple imperative command using the
do
form of the verb faire, which is
faire.
The word
attention
is a noun meaning attention and functions as the direct object of the verb faire in this sentence. The sentence is a concise and direct way of telling someone to be cautious.
Prends bien soin de toi.
Take good care of yourself. This phrase is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a direct command or instruction. Prends is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Prends.
To take. Bien is an adverb that means well or good. Soin is a noun that means care. There is a preposition that means of. Toi is the pronoun you in the reflexive form. In this context, the phrase is a common way of saying goodbye or expressing concern for someone's well-being.
Prends soin de toi.
Take care of yourself. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Prends
is the second person singular, you, form of the verb.
Prends.
To take.
Soin
is a noun meaning care. It is used in the expression
prendre soin de,
which means to take care of.
Toi
is the pronoun you in the direct object position. So, the whole sentence translates to, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. This sentence is a common French expression used to tell someone to take care of themselves. Prenez is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take. Here, it's in the plural form, indicating that it is addressing multiple people, or a general audience. Soin is a noun meaning, care. De is a preposition meaning, of. Vous is the pronoun, you, in the formal, or plural form. The whole phrase can be understood as, take care of yourselves. Prends soin de toi. This means, take care of yourself. Breakdown. Prends is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take. It's telling someone to take something. Soin means, care. De is a preposition meaning, of. Toi is a pronoun meaning, yourself. Key concepts. The imperative is used to give commands, or make requests. The preposition. De is used to show possession, in this case, the care belongs to, yourself.
Soyez prudent.
Be careful. This sentence is an imperative, which means it is a command, or request. Soyez is the second person plural form of the verb. Être. To be. It is conjugated in the imperative mood. Prudent is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Prudent.
Careful. The phrase literally translates to, be careful.
Faites attention.
Be careful. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. Faites is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
Meaning, to do, or, to make. In this case, it is telling someone to do something. The S at the end of the word indicates that the verb is conjugated for the second person plural, you all.
Attention
is a noun that means, attention. Therefore, the entire sentence means, pay attention.
Fais attention.
Be careful. This is a very simple imperative sentence in French. Fais is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, to make. It is used to give a command, or instruction. In this case, it is the second person singular imperative, meaning, you, informal singular. Attention means, care, or, attention, in English. It is a noun in this case. The sentence literally translates to, do attention, but it is understood as, be careful, in English. Take mine. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is giving a command. Prends. Is the imperative form of the verb prendre.
Prendre.
To take. It's in the second person singular form, meaning you are directly addressing the person you are speaking to. Le is the definite article, meaning the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows, mean. Mia. Mean. Mia. Is a possessive adjective, meaning, mine. It is used to indicate that the object being taken belongs to the speaker. The entire sentence could be broken down in more detail as, take, imperative of the verb prendre, the, definite article, one, possessive adjective, that belongs to me, implied by the possessive adjective.
Prends la mienne.
Take mine. This sentence uses the
impératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Pro.
Is the
operative
form of the verb
prod
to take in the
do
form, meaning you, informal.
La mienne
is the feminine singular possessive pronoun meaning mine. It is used because it refers to a feminine noun, likely something like a pen or a book, though the context would need to be provided to know for sure. So the sentence means, take mine, and is a polite request for someone to take the speaker's possession.
Essayer.
Try. This is a simple imperative verb in the
do
form. This is the informal way to address someone, like a friend, or someone you know well.
The
a ending indicates that it is an imperative.
The
essayer verb means to try.
Prenez le mien.
Take mine. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Prenez.
Prenez is the imperative form of the verb
prod
to take in the
vous
form, which is the formal or polite you in French.
Le
is the definite article meaning the
mean.
Mien is the possessive adjective meaning mine. Literally, this sentence translates to take the one of me. It is a common French idiom, however, and is used to express, take mine, or you can have mine.